Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Chris Rose from the NFL Network. Chris, hello, man. Has life calmed down for you?
Yes, it has. It has, but boy, it was fun last week. Even though it was a little nutty, it was fun.
How many national media people came up to you and said, where do I need to go to get a good steak? Or where do I need to go to eat X?
Well, to be honest with you, we had a lot of protocols in place throughout the draft. Because, and I understand it still, even though, you know, the numbers are down significantly, is that we couldn't afford to bring anything into our little bubble of a workplace because we wouldn't be able to replace people in time. So a lot of the wherever they went, they usually took it and ran. So it wasn't so much of a, and plus there's not a lot of time to go out and enjoy. I don't know if you noticed, but the draft is, it's a ton of work. It really is. And you know, guys in particular who are like analysts like Daniel and Charles Davis and Joel Klatt and those guys, and then everybody behind the scenes, those people have been working for months and months. So it's usually grab, go, sit in your room, do a Zoom meeting. It wasn't, you know, it's not like an incredible experience in terms of getting to enjoy a city, if that makes sense. Now, I'm not complaining about it. I'm just telling you that's what it is.
That makes perfect sense. How did your city turn out? How did our city turn out?
I thought it did great.
I think it looked good.
The weather sucked on Thursday and Friday. It was terrible, particularly after that 80-degree day on Tuesday. I was like, oh, no, because everybody was in town by then. They're like, Rosie, is this what we're getting Thursday? I was like, no, we're not. No. They're like, what do you mean? I said, yeah, you're going to walk out of the hotel room. If you have to go to the truck early on Thursday, you're going to be like, did they move cities on me? And I just, you know, I woke up in some foreign land that I didn't know about. Like, this is kind of the way it rolls. But with the exception of that, I thought the city did a magnificent job. There were a ton of people I work with who were like, I could not believe the number of people who stood out in that terrible weather in order to enjoy the draft. I was like, I can. This is what we do, you know, particularly when there's a big event in town. So that was awesome. That was just so much fun, and it was great to be able to experience it. You know, you're crossing off names that are being taken, whether it's Zaven Collins at 16 or, you know, Kwity Paye at 21 or 22 or wherever he went. And then you're like, okay, who are we going to get? So it was a blast.
What'd you think of the Browns draft?
Yeah.
You know, listen, I love the draft. I'm not one of those guys. I think it's ridiculous to grade drafts because you're just grading on whether or not you filled your needs for the most part, you know, because we don't know how any of these guys are going to turn out. From that standpoint, I loved it. I thought that I had no problem with us taking Greg Newsome the second at all at 26. I was screaming for Jeremiah Owusu-Koramoah at that spot. I'll admit, I was like, wow, he's on the board and we didn't take him. I said, we must not have a plan for him, because that's the key with that guy, is you've got to have a plan. You can't just take him and he fills a spot. He is a defensive playmaker that really needs definition. So when things started happening in round two, I was like, there's no way he gets out of the first like seven or eight picks. And I don't see the Browns moving up 20 spots to go get him. But man, when he started to go a little bit, and then all of a sudden Washington gets on the clock, and I was like, They took a linebacker in round one. They're not taking another guy who could kind of fit that, although he has a different role in round two. There's no way, particularly with all the problems they've had on the offensive line. And then all of a sudden, the Browns helmet, I could see from where I was sitting, the Browns helmet pops up on the screen. I was like, oh, my God, we just traded up. So it was before it was even on the broadcast. And I was like, "That we're going for JOK." I mean, I was just like some fan at that point, and it was awesome. So I really thought they did a nice job overall.
And didn't break the bank trading up either, Chris. I liked the trade even. I love getting the player, but I liked the trade too. Very sensible.
Yeah, I mean, right? I mean, they traded a third, but they got a fourth to move up seven spots. Makes sense. And, you know, they got faster at linebacker, which is something we've been talking about all offseason.
Yep.
They got more depth in the secondary. They added a guy who could be a swing tackle, which I thought was really, really smart. So I just, you know, and I think they probably took a bit of a chance on Schwartz in the third. He's not as defined a receiver as a lot of other guys who might have been available at that point, but he adds an element that the Browns have not had since Travis Benjamin was pretty good for them.
Chris Rose joining us on the Dope Set Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Everything they did, Chris, made a lot of sense, and you were absolutely right. Grading drafts is ridiculous, but I look at Jeremiah Owusu-Koramoah, and it's the biggest question I have for him is, can a guy who is a hybrid linebacker safety, who can play sideline to sideline, be able to do exactly what he did in college on the NFL level, or is he going to have to pick one and excel at that? What do you think?
Well, I've heard a bunch of interviews with his college coach, Brian Kelly, who said, whoever takes him in the NFL draft is getting a playmaker, but they're going to have to define a role for him. And I would say this, the one thing the Browns can't afford to have happen, in my opinion, is what happened with Isaiah Simmons last year and the Cardinals. It took him half a season to get on the field, and he was a top 10 pick, right? Like, if you're a top 10 pick, you got to get out there, unless you're a quarterback that's sitting behind somebody. But if you're an offensive tackle, if you're a wide receiver, you're a corner, you are expected to get on the field. And if you're a linebacker, you should be on the field. He was nowhere to be found. I mean, he had played a handful of plays before, like, week 8 or 9. So that's the key for Joe Woods now, is figure out what he does best, put him in situations to succeed, and give us a playmaker at that second level. Because there were just too many guys that were okay last year, and we can't be okay and expect to be better overall.
Chris, we discussed this a little bit earlier. Clearly, they're improved by adding talent to the defense. How do you go from improved to elite?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, you have to have certain guys grow up and, you know, most important, stay healthy, right? I mean, if Denzel Ward misses 5 games, then it's going to make it hard for that defense to be elite. But, man, I love virtually every move we've made this offseason, with the exception of the release of Sheldon Richardson. I feel like we improved in the back seven, which was below average by NFL standards and severely below average among playoff teams. So, you know, I can't say that you're going to be elite unless one of those guys opposite Myles Garrett ends up getting 8 or 9 sacks and has huge pressure. And so it'll still be a work in progress. I mean, if you're going to have 7 new starters on defense, which is possibly what this team could be looking at, 7 or 8 new starters, it's not going to be great out of the gate. It's just not. Could take a little while to round into form, and you just hope that the offense, which at this point should be one of the better ones in the league, and carry them through some early season games.
Chris Rose, NFL Network. Of course, you can hear him on the Chris Rose Rotation as well through John Boy Media. All right, do you mind if we switch to baseball here? Because I got a big one.
Let's do it.
Did you see the fly ball into the outfield in the third inning last night?
Yes.
Chris, what in the blue hell happened?
Well, I will say this. I thought the broadcast team did a great job covering it. You know, I thought Matt and Rick and Andre were right on it. So I'm going to give them a ton of credit. I want to start out with that. Because they made the point, it is hard to see with those LED scoreboards out there if the ball is caught or not. It's really hard. But, I mean, Angel Hernandez, I don't get it. Like, why was he was, like, standing right behind first base. Nobody could have gotten out there and gotten a better look at it and made a definitive call. He was, like, making a call like he was, you know, a half dozen pops in at a party. Like, yeah, man, you're out. Like, what? What happened? What's the call? But the one thing it couldn't have been was that Benintendi should have been on third. He should have been apologizing to Mike Matheny, not Terry Francona. He should have said, hey, listen, I didn't make a definitive enough call, but I can't give him third base because it's up to the batter, like, or it's up to the runner to figure out what's going on. You can't penalize the defense because you made a crappy call. That was terrible. And so baseball, here's the one thing about baseball that really, I think they've gotten better at it a little bit over the years. But if they don't come out and make a statement today, Joe Torre or somebody in the league office has to come out and say, this was wrong. This is what should have happened. They butchered the play. They butchered the play, and thankfully it didn't cost the Indians a game. But that was horrible. Horrible.
What hasn't been horrible is the Indians. And I think a lot of folks thought, all right, this team's just going to be abysmal and it's not going to be very good. And, Chris, they look like they're going to be able to compete and maybe compete all season long. Right now, you know, 15-13, you got to be reasonably happy with that. Are you surprised that the team has been, I'll say, at the very least, adequate so far?
No, I mean, I have them as a 500 team. They're two games over 500. Their bullpen's been fantastic. That will win you a lot of games in this league. That should not just be brushed over. So that's won them a lot of ball games. Those guys, I mean, Shaw and Wild Thing and Clase have been phenomenal. So that can cure a lot of ills. Go ask the Dodgers how that's going with their bullpen. Go ask the Giants what it meant last night when they had a 4-run lead in game 2 of a doubleheader. Like, if you've got arms that you can depend on, that's great. Their offense, it surprised me that they came back the way they did after going hitless the first 4 innings or whatever it was last night. But, you know, it's been nice to see if they can pop an occasional 6th or 8th spot on the board. It really takes the pressure off.
Absolutely. So Zach Plesac has struggled a tiny bit of late. He's starting to walk some guys, everything like and that kind of stuff. Are you a little worried about Zach Plesac at all? Because the starting pitching was the backbone of this team, and seems to be a couple cracks.
But it was the perceived backbone. Was it really the backbone?
That's a good point, man.
Yeah, it's just it doesn't make it the backbone when you're relying on guys who are basically 25 and younger. I mean, it's not like it's the Dodgers rotation where you're looking at Kershaw, Bauer, Buehler at the top. Guys who have pitched in World Series games, it's still a lot of guys who are pretty much unproven still. I mean, Zach Plesac's not a veteran. He's still a young guy. So there are going to be struggles. There are going to be times where he's off. So our top three are Bieber, who won a Cy Young in a 60-game season, but has really – listen, if you had to ask me if I buy stock in Shane Bieber, I'd say absolutely. But then it's Savali and Plesac, who don't even have 50 starts to their name. Right? So I'm okay with struggling. I'm more impressed that the next time out against the White Sox after he got ripped in that Rodon no-hitter, that he pitched pretty well.
Chris, glad you had a great visit home.
I am
too. Hope you're able to see some family and friends.
I was able to meet my grandniece for the first time ever, and that was the highlight of the trip. So Georgie and I got to hang out. She warmed up after about 15 minutes, which is pretty darn good for a kid who's never met this strange man that walks into their home. So that was awesome.
Congratulations.
Congrats, man.
Yeah, that was special.
And the company paid for the flight.
We should every Clevelander should feel great about the way our city was portrayed on the, you know, on the TV during the draft. And I think a lot of people walked away from the city saying, you know what? The city can handle big events, and made it a whole lot of fun.
Yep, I agree. Chris, talk to you next week. Thanks, buddy.
Thanks, man.
You got it, guys. Be well.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.